Longtime political candidate Charlie Hardy is taking another run at public office. Hardy, whose run as an independent and a Democrat, is now running against Senator John Barrasso as a Republican. Hardy is someone who says he doesn't believe in political parties, but he always considered himself an Eisenhower Republican. And that's why he says he's suited for this race. He joins me now. Well, what's your message to some of the Republicans in the state? Obviously, you're probably not going to reach some of the far right-leaning people, but those moderates that are out there that I think there are people out there that believe they're disenfranchised. What's your message to them? Why should they vote for you?
I would repeat something that President Eisenhower once said. He said, and these are as close to his words as I can remember them, in everything that deals with people, we must be liberal human. And everything which deals with people's money, their economy, their form of government, we must be conservative. And so I know that word liberal is kind of a dirty word among many people, but what he was saying was, we have to put people first, okay? I mean, but we also have to be conservative with the way we deal with their money, and we shouldn't be wasting that. So I like to think I'm a liberal conservative or a conservative liberal. I like to think I'm walking in the footsteps of President Eisenhower, and many young people wouldn't even remember who he was, but he was.
Well, let's talk about one issue that's on everybody's mind right now, and that's immigration. We've got, you know, it depends on where you stand, whether the president has a tougher policy than the Obama administration, but there's obviously a problem if we continue to have to talk about this issue. How do we finally resolve it?
And I'll say this. Okay, now it's kind of come to a head, but there were big problems in the Obama administration, too. I've been at protests down in Lumpkin, Georgia, at a detention center, Eloy, Arizona, the same way. What we have to keep in mind is, most important of all, is we're talking about human beings. Carl Sandburg once said, there is only one man in the world, and that man is every man. There's only one woman in the world, and that woman is every woman. There's only one child in the world, and that is all children. We're dealing with human beings. And when we think about, in general, most people in Wyoming probably identify themselves as Christians. And in the Bible, Matthew 25, there it is. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. And as long as you did it to any of these, the least of my brothers, you did it to me. No, we're talking about human beings, and that has to be the basis for any policy.
But people might push back and say, sure, but we don't need bad human beings here. We don't need people that are maybe parts of gangs or are looking to do people in the United States some harm. So how do we sift them out of the mix?
That's true, and I don't want to defend those people. But the people that I have met with, I've been on both sides of the border in the United States, Mexico. I was in a garbage dump one day, and people were going through the garbage. And I said, why don't you work in one of the U.S. factories around here? And they said, in spite of the putrid situations here, we can make more money here than we can in one of those factories. I've been with people, they're fleeing situations. Going back to the 56 and the Republican platform, where they talked about we must, refugees, they talk about how we must admit refugees. At that time, they were talking about the Soviet Union and fleeing from communism and so on. But these people leaving Honduras, leaving El Salvador, and we also have to recognize that we have to assume responsibility for much of that. People were not leaving Honduras until we helped overthrow the government in Honduras. But most of all, oh, Lord, I've had contact with so many immigrants, good, beautiful people, and they're living in fear. They're living in fear. Kids in school, I substitute teach junior high and high school kids, and I know many of those kids worry, will their mother or father be home when they get home that day?
Charlie Hardy visiting with us. He's a Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate. The person that currently holds the U.S. Senate seat, John Barrasso, not a real big fan of the Affordable Care Act, to say the least. And I'm curious your thoughts on how we get to where maybe we want to go with health care. What's your vision? What do we need to provide? And then how do we get there?
I believe our nation will be stronger if everybody is healthy. And so I'd be in favor of universal health care, universal Medicare for everyone. And people then come back and say, well, how are you going to pay for that? Something that isn't addressed is our whole foreign policy. President Eisenhower, again, warned against the military-industrial complex. Okay, down in Fort Benning, Georgia, for example, Columbus, you see stores where they sell better equipment to our servicemen and women than what they're being issued. It's our military budget. It's bigger than the next eight countries together, including Russia, China, Saudi Arabia, and so on. We have special operations in 149 countries around the world. I think we presently have ambassadors in only 147. That whole military budget, nobody's talking about it, but that's a place that there is need for real cuts. We have four times more generals now than we had on D-Day at the end of the Second World War. It's top heavy. And then they get out and they go into the military-industrial complex. So we're talking about health care. How do we fund it? We could fund it if we stopped blowing up roads in countries around the world and started addressing the problems within our own country. And one of those is healthcare. We'll be stronger if everyone is healthy.
And so your idea would be to blow up the Affordable Care Act and then try and develop a universal healthcare program?
Yes. The problem I have with the Affordable Care Act is that word affordable. I don't think healthcare should be a commodity. It should be something. Take care of everybody and we will be a healthier nation. And I'm going to say the same thing about education. College education or training for a career, we will be stronger. We're importing people from all over the world who got their education in other countries and didn't have to pay what our people here have to pay for. It's just as high school, junior high school, that's considered to be a right. We will be a stronger nation if everybody is able to be educated as well as possible.
You talk about cutting defense spending, but when I look at us breaking maybe away from NATO and I look at us not having many friends in the room right now, maybe we shouldn't be cutting defense spending. I'm curious about that because it sounds like we may have put ourselves in a position where we better have some of that money.
Yes, and we don't need to be the police people around the world. Okay, again, I teach high school kids. I sometimes ask them, how many of you know someone who is in the military or has been in the military? Everyone raise their hands. How many of you know someone who's been in the Peace Corps or is in the Peace Corps? And inevitably, a student says to me, what is that? It was a dream, but no, we need to make friends around the world. I lived in a barrio in South America in a cardboard shack for 8 years. One day, the police raided my house. And no one could see what was going on. That night, a kid said to me, Charlie, I'm ashamed of what happened to you. You're a foreigner, but I'm glad for two reasons. One, now you know how the police treat us all the time. And the other thing is usually when the police come in the barrio, everyone hides. But today, all your neighbors came out. And while the police were in there, they were gathering rocks and bottles. And if the police would have come out of your shack with you, they were going to start pelting the police. Now, that to me is good foreign policy. I feel sorry for our young men and women who have to run around or, you know, go around with bulletproof vests, goggles, all this kind of stuff, and nobody's ready to defend them. We should be making friends around the world instead of enemies. My dad always said, if the politicians want to go to war, they should be the first ones to go.
Charlie, how can people find out more about you?
Well, on Facebook, most places, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and so on, it's Run With Charlie. I think Instagram, it's Run With Charlie 2018. And we kind of have a website too, runwithcharlie.com. This is all being done with volunteers. We have no paid staff. We have young people who are enthusiastic and they're the ones who are running all this social media. And we're excited. We're excited about this.
Charlie Hardy, always a pleasure. He is a Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate. Thank you.
And thank you, Bob. It's a privilege to be on Wyoming Public Radio and having a chance to talk with the people of Wyoming.